find the truth, but a lot of people are trying to get us to be okay with simple acts that we should never do. Make sure you know the Bible, follow Jesus, not the crowd. Many reject the truth, they are deceived and they are proud. The Bible lets us know in the book of 2 Timothy, the perilous times will come, check it out in chapter 3. People disregarding God and worshiping themselves. If they don't repent and come to Christ, that path will lead to hell. Yes, fornication is wrong, that's premarital sex. See Galatians 5:19 as well as other texts. Found inside the Bible, like 1 Corinthians chapter 5 gives details about sexual sin. Read ahead to chapter 6 and take a look at verse 9. Do not be deceived, make sure you understand it's in your mind. Saying that you don't believe in God doesn't change the truth. He still exists and he'll judge everyone, including me and you.
Have I become your enemy because I speak the truth that a lot of people do not want to hear? Go to the Bible, you can read it for yourself, and give your life to Christ so you don't have to live in fear. Have I become your enemy because I speak the truth that a lot of people do not want to hear? Go to the Bible, you can read it for yourself, and give your life to Christ so you don't have to live in fear.
There's a lot of people in the world that claim to be Christian, yet reject parts of the Bible. Something's wrong with that position. Every word of God is pure, the entire Bible is true. This is not a la carte, you cannot just pick and choose the parts that you like and expect to be okay. We all will be held accountable by God on Judgment Day. Homosexuality is a sin. Don't let anyone convince you that it's okay for men to lay with men. And the same thing goes for women that live that type of life. Homosexuals need to repent and trust in Christ. That lifestyle will never be okay in God's eyes, regardless of who and how many people support that side. They need to turn from that sin the same way a liar does. No special exceptions, the same rules apply because God is holy. Let me refer you again to the 6th chapter of 1 Corinthians.
Have I become your enemy because I speak the truth that a lot of people do not want to hear? Go to the Bible, you can read it for yourself, and give your life to Christ so you don't have to live in fear. Have I become your enemy because I speak the truth that a lot of people do not want to hear? Go to the Bible, you can read it for yourself, and give your life to Christ so you don't have to live in fear. Don't try to run from the truth. Trust in Jesus, don't make an excuse. God has commandments, they apply to me and you. Keep God first ahead of everything you do. Don't try to run from the truth. Trust in Jesus, don't make an excuse. God has commandments, they apply to me and you. Keep God first ahead of everything you do.
While the world mocks the church, many Christians are fighting. Many Christians are fighting. Many Christians are fighting. That sermon was too long. That lady had her makeup. That pastor had on blue jeans. Please do not take up your time speaking useless, fruitless rhetoric. We need to stay focused. We should not allow ourselves to get caught up in vain, unproductive conversation. We have work to do. There's deception taking place in the world, and we need to be speaking the word of God. Yes, the truth really needs to be heard. So let us use wisdom and be humble when we speak. Represent Jesus Christ, stand strong, don't be weak. Walk in love, work together, brothers and sisters in Christ. Don't believe false doctrine, be a living sacrifice. Jesus is undefeated, he will never ever lose. So do not be afraid to go and share the good news.
Have I become your enemy because I speak the truth that a lot of people do not want to hear? Go to the Bible, you can read it for yourself, and give your life to Christ so you don't have to live in fear. Have I become your enemy because I speak the truth that a lot of people do not want to hear? Go to the Bible, you can read it for yourself, and give your life to Christ so you don't have to live in fear.